I also want to comment on the RAPFOR situation. I just came back from China as part of the parliamentary delegation to promote trade in China, and I also had a mission to push to have Toronto designated as a trading hub for yuan, which is the Chinese currency. But everywhere I go, the Chinese are talking about Rob Ford. You see it in the front page of the China Daily News. Even on Saturday, I saw it in the Shanghai Daily News. It's on CNN. I'm really frustrated that because of Rob Ford's scandal, we are embarrassed because of his lies, and that a great deal of important work, such as dealing with the gridlock, providing affordable housing and childcare and creating green jobs, youth employment issues, are being sidelined because of Ford's scandal. But Toronto is much more than Rob Ford. We deserve a lot better. Toronto has passionate citizens that very inspiring in their cultural and musical or artistic talents. Toronto has beautiful parks and amazing neighborhoods. It is a financial center. It's the second largest financial service center in North America. And we really deserve a lot better. And I'm very glad that Toronto City Council is taking corrective action so that they could soon go back to the issues that matter to ordinary Torontonians and Canadians.
Does his implosion then give you all the more reason to run?
Well, as I said, Toronto is so much more than Rob Ford. As to my own future, October 2014 is very far away. I'll make a decision later on. But it's just very frustrating. I'm angry to see so much energy being absorbed by the scandal. And that while I was in China trying to promote trade, trying to talk about financial services, how wonderful Toronto is, first thing they ask about is, is this the city that have a mayor that smoked crack? We're butt of jokes because of his lies, and we are being embarrassed internationally.
Aside from the jokes, is it serious enough that you think that the Rockford scandal is actually hurting Canada's trade relationship with China?
I hope not. I don't believe so. But you first have to pass that hurdle, and then we talk about how wonderful our lobsters are and why we should send more beef and pork into China, and that we can be a financial hub for the trading of the yuan. So it's not necessarily hurting us, but we are being embarrassed.
There are questions about whether the city council should actually even be doing this, stripping him of his powers right now. As a former Toronto city councillor, can you tell us why you feel it's justifiable for council to take action like this?
The most critical issues, such as transit, affordable housing, childcare, those are issues that ordinary Canadians or ordinary Torontonians care about. And Toronto is so much more than Rob Ford. City Council is so much more than Rob Ford. So I'm very happy that Toronto City Council is taking action to seize control, back control of the agenda, so that the Ford scandal would not just continue to dominate the agenda, because things are not being done. Critical issues are not being addressed as people are so absorbed into Ford's personal struggles and scandals.
October 2014 is not that far.
No, it isn't.
You must be leaning. You must be leaning toward one way or another. Yes or no? I mean, are you seriously thinking about running?
I don't lean very much. I stand straight. I'm very balanced in my life, and October 2014 is pretty far away. And for me, even just today, the most important agenda right now is that 3:30, a transport committee. The infrastructure minister is going to be in front of the committee, and I'm going to be asking him very clearly that we need infrastructure funds all across Canada and municipalities, including Toronto, and we have crumbling infrastructures, and we have gridlock. We need funding for transit and for infrastructure. That is my priority.
Are you getting a? Are you getting a? Hello.